This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The summer youth recreation programs kick off on July 4th. Claudia Ron runs the summer youth program. Claudia, are you excited about the season ahead?
Yes, I'm very excited. I love doing this program.
It starts on July 4th, and what is the first program of the year?
So we have Nature Play with Hannah and me, and we take young ones on nature walks, our favorite spots on the beach, and go to Hank's Beach and Moon Beach. We walk down from the Cortez School to Manson's Lagoon. And then we also have Clay and Play, which is going to be, it was going to be with Michelle then, but now it's going to be Katrina. And myself, and we're going to do arts and crafts with ages 7 and up and a variety of creative, fun projects.
Awesome. And what is the age range? You said the little ones for nature play.
Yes, I think that's 3 to 6.
And so each program has a specific age range and a specific instructor and theme.
We have morning programs that run usually from 10 to 12, and then something different in the afternoon. We'll often go from 1 to 3, but the times vary depending on what it is.
And what is the full age range availability for the programs?
3 all the way up to teenage, you know, high school.
Okay, 3 and up. What is being offered this year as a highlight? What do you want to tell us about?
Well, we always have a lot of kids joining Action Games, and Kelly and I are going to run that this year. And it's we meet at Smelt Bay Park, and we play lots and lots of different games like Capture the Flag and Kick the Can and Turtle Tag.
What's the age range for that one?
That is ages 6 and up.
How can people sign up?
So you can go to mansonshall.org and look at the tab under Happenings, and then go to Programs, and then SYRP, Summer Youth Recreational Program. And there you will find the brochure and the registration page. So you can register online, or you can also come to the office on Friday at the Friday Market and register that way in the office. We have brochures there.
Is there a deadline to sign up for any of these programs?
Well, you should sign up a couple days ahead if you can. And sometimes we can let people in last minute if there's room. But some of the programs fill up and we have a waiting list for those.
What is one of the most popular programs that runs in the summertime?
Well, Fairy World's quite popular. I run that one. And we go down to Smelt Bay in the Maple Grove one of the days. And the other day we go to Manson's Lagoon and we make fairy houses in the Arbutus Forest and in the Maple Grove. And we have lots of flowers and feathers and shells and all kinds of things to make fairy houses out of. And yeah, and it's a wide age range, you know, starting from usually 4 and up.
And what is the cost of these programs?
Yeah, we keep the cost affordable. So it's usually $10 a day, sometimes $15, or for the activity. And they often will run 4 days in a row, but not always. If you can't afford to do all the programs you want to do, we give bursaries out. And so we try to make it affordable for families. And you can ask for a bursary.
How are the bursaries funded? And is there any other funding that supports this program?
Yes. Half of the program is funded by the province of BC's Community Gaming Grant. And then also we request and accept donations from the community. And then the rest of the money just comes in for the cost of the programs.
The program fees.
Yeah, the program fees.
The program starts on July 4th. Mm-hmm. When is the last program end?
August 18th, before people are getting ready for school. And a lot of the summer people go. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention was it's such a great way for the island kids to get to know the summer kids that come to the island. So it's an opportunity for them to play together and establish some friendships. And then when they come back the next year, they're happy to see each other.
The name of the website, one more time, in case people want to register?
Mansonshall.org. You can also find it on the Tideline, the Cortez Island website. There will be posts about the program and links to get to the registration page.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.